our National Executive Council is meeting tomorrow, and we have, in principle, agreed that we will work with all those that are opposed to the increase, so that we can have a concerted effort to stop the implementation. So to that extent, we reduce any other organization that wish to join the fray. They are welcome.
How much has the price of petrol risen at the pump over the last few days?
Between 10 and 15 naira. In Lagos, people are buying 65. In Abuja, people are buying around 67. And in the hinterland, the report we get is that people are buying for as much as 70 or 71 or 72 naira.
Now, the government has set the official price at 65 naira per liter. Is that correct?
That's what we hear, yes. What we know is that government is just good at increasing the prices. They don't do any enforcement, so we are not surprised if there's no enforcement.
There are many factors which are contributing, I understand, to this. One is possibly the hurricane, is it Katrina, in the United States, which is tightening up the availability of petrol on the market.
As an oil-producing country, if the price of oil goes up, Nigerians should be happy that it goes up. But what this government has done is to turn this logic directly upside down. And this is what is completely annoying and unacceptable.
Is the problem a lack of refineries in Nigeria?
No, precisely. That is the fundamental problem of our situation in the country. And the government of the day have refused blatantly to address this, i.e. the establishment of refineries that will be able to provide, at the minimum, the domestic requirement of Nigerians.
The government says it is increasing prices to reduce the subsidies which it is paying for the import of refined petrol. Isn't it natural that the government do that, that the government try to allow prices to follow the free market formula?
Well, you know, nobody can believe this type of rationalization, because it's based on deceit, it's based on false economy. The point is, this government has decided not to do what is right. What is right? And what is right in these circumstances is for government to ensure that there is enough refined petroleum internally, so that the question of having to subsidize the importation does not arise. It is the most important commodity that Nigeria has, where we earn foreign exchange. And common sense, common economies dictate that we should refine our petroleum, not just for internal consumption, but also to be able to sell, so that we can get more foreign exchange for our country. Any government that decides to listen to the dictates of foreign institutions to the detriment of its own people is clearly not serving the interests of its own people.
How are the increases in price affecting your constituency?
It's affecting everything, practically everything, because we are a country that is run on the wheel. As you probably know, Nigeria does not have a public transportation system, so we depend on fuel for motor transport. We depend on fuel for bringing food products from the rural area to the urban centers. And the prices of everything has gone up on account of the increases that this government has undertaken.
What will you be asking the government to do? Simply to lower the price per liter? What exactly are you demanding, or would you likely be demanding?
Well, our demand has been consistent. It should revise back to the old price. And secondly, when there was this crisis last June, the government set up a committee led by the Deputy Senate President. And that committee was made up of a number of stakeholders in the industry and of the Nigerian people. he came up with a number of recommendations which is intended to address increase in international price of fuel. And the government has completely refused to implement this decision. So our other demand is that the decision of this committee should be implemented so that we can have stability, so that we can have this vicious cycle of anytime there is a hurricane in the U.S. or anytime there is a crisis in the Middle East, or when there is heavy winter, or when there is heavy summer. The Nigerian people are expected to carry the consequences for these national and natural disasters, as the case may be.
What were one or two of the recommendations that you think should be followed that are not followed today?
The Senator Ibrahim Mantu Committee did recommend that every liter of petrol that is sold, 1 naira should be set aside so that a fund can be established to act as cushion in terms of situations like this. And if that recommendation had been accepted and implemented, it would then mean that Nigerians will not have to pay increasing time there is an increase internationally.